USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New reports are implicating Governor Brian Kemp, Republican of Georgia, may have closer ties to China than he's acknowledging. Georgia Governor Kemp awarded a $107 million contract to Dominion Voting Systems 2 weeks after meeting with People's Republic of China Consul General. Kemp met with the Chinese from the Houston Consulate in Atlanta on July 12, 2019. The Houston Consulate was shut down by the U.S. government for being used as a hub for Chinese spies. Israel and Morocco agreed on Thursday to normalize relations in a deal brokered by President Trump, making Morocco the fourth Arab country to set aside hostilities with Israel in the past 4 months. As part of the agreement, the U.S. agreed to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the Western Sahara. The United States executed convicted felon Brandon Bernard on Thursday. Bernard was convicted in 2000 of murdering Todd and Stacy Bagley on the Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
2 days after an F-16 fighter crashed into a remote wooded area of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, military officials said that the pilot died. The Wisconsin Air National Guard's 115th Fighter Wing announced the death on Thursday. The pilot's name was not released at this time. Described by his agent as a gentle giant, Tommy Lister, a.k.a. Debo, has died at the age of 62. Lister's body was found in his home in Marina Del Rey, California, Thursday afternoon. A cause is not known, pending an investigation. You'll be able to catch a celestial show that humanity hasn't seen for nearly 800 years. On December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will align in a position known as the Great Conjunction, which is the point at which they are the closest to each other in the night sky as seen from Earth. The phenomenon is also referred to as the Christmas star. While this meeting happens every 20 years or so, in 2020 the planets will be closer than they have been since 1623. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The very idea of a suspected Chinese communist spy infiltrating the inner circle of Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell of California should worry every American. USA Radio News' Dan Araki explains.
Some Republicans are calling for California Representative Eric Swalwell to step down from the House Intelligence Committee, calling him compromised after his relationship with an alleged Chinese spy was revealed. Swalwell's office says he broke off contact with the Chinese national, Christine Fang, after being warned by the FBI in 2015 that Fang may be a spy. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes the issue goes much deeper than just Representative Swalwell. The California Republican tells Fox News that Northern California has been a target for Chinese spy activity for a while now.
This goes much deeper than just Swalwell. When you think about it, if the Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff knew this and kept him on the committee, that raises a very big question. It also raises a question when the Democrats backed out of the bipartisan China task force. Now it raises questions, why would they do that? What's most interesting is the Chinese has really focused on Northern California, Silicon Valley. Dianne Feinstein, for 2 decades, her body person, the person driving, hearing all of her phone calls, a communist spy.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Swalwell led the baseless charge against President Trump, saying the commander-in-chief was a Russian asset. Thursday night football saw the Los Angeles Rams beat the New England Patriots. Final score was 24-3. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.